Welcome to the Business Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. This is Tanya Hoffman, and I am the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association, and I wanted to give you a little information today about speaking, and especially speaking for business. So, everyone on this call and listening is probably a business owner. Maybe you're in a career path, in corporate somewhere. And I want to let you know right now, there is nothing more effective than speaking to grow your business. And I know it's really hard for a lot of people because I totally was there. Oh my gosh, I could not believe how hard it was for me to stand up in front of five lovely ladies who all loved me, who were all there to support me, and I was shaking, and I was like trembling and sweating. Oh my gosh, I was like, this is ridiculous. I was like 38 years old, and I'm like, I have to get over this because this is just too much. Fast forward 10 more years, and now I'm speaking everywhere. So if I can get through all the shakes and all of the craziness of speaking and getting used to being a speaker, then you can too. And a lot of times what people do is they get confused with, well, I'm not a speaker. Well, realistically, everyone is. Okay? So I want you to start thinking back to opportunities that you've had. Now, it doesn't have to be an official speaking gig, right? Because a lot of times people will speak in front of maybe their congregation at church. Maybe they're speaking at schools or whatever. They're already speaking someplace. But now we're talking about the business part of it, because that's usually the most challenging part. Because once you get through, okay, I'm a speaker and I can do this for, you know, for my business, then things become very clear. So let's just look at numbers real quick. If you want to increase business for your company, for your business, it's very simple to do. And there is nothing more effective than speaking. So let me show you how it breaks down. So say you have a client, and each client to you is worth $1,000 a year. So we're going to take round numbers, because I know it's all over the place for each one of you. You know, there's different price points for per person. And we're not even talking about the life of that client, right? Because that's different numbers. So we're just looking at, for 1 year, that client is worth $1,000. Now, depending on your closure rate, some people it takes, say, 20 people to find one new client. I know that's really high turnover, closure rate, but we'll just go with that. Because what I found for most people is they have a hard time closing people. So say it takes 20 people to talk to get someone interested. You would have to speak and talk to, you know, on coffee and on the phone, for lunch, 20 people for a week. That's about 4 to 5 meetings a day, okay? Now, if you're going to have coffee and then lunch with people locally, that really does eat up the entire day. If you go and speak in front of 20 people, you immediately find that one person. There is somebody in that audience that needs to hire you. That's how easy it is. See how it simplifies your time? Because the time is always challenging. You know, the more we do in our businesses, the more we realize the time is worth so much because we just don't have that much. It's a limited amount. It also helps you if you're just starting out, because if you don't have a lot of funds, right, you don't have a lot of money, then it eliminates a lot of those coffee and lunch dates, right, which is very expensive, and the gas to get there and all. And if you go speak someplace, then they usually pick up your lunch for you, so you don't even have to buy your lunch that day, okay? So you see how highly effective it is. Now, say you only go and speak once a month someplace, and you get one new client. That's $12,000 extra a year. That's how fast you can increase your bottom line in a short amount of time. Well, what if you go to 2 times a month? 24,000 a year. What if suddenly your closure rate is even better and you get 2 people instead of 1? Okay? This is how fast things can move for you. And this is how it will also bring you extra marketing and exposure. So the other 19 people in that group, they may not really need your product or service, but they may know someone who does. Or they refer you to other speaking opportunities or opportunities in general that you can't even imagine yet because it's not even fathomable. I mean, I just have been asked to do things and offered things that I just couldn't believe, all because I'm standing in front of the room. Because immediately, as soon as you stand up and you start talking, you are the expert. So no longer are you trying to convince a group of people that you know what you're talking about because you are the talker that day. And this is the power of being able to do something that other people are not willing to do, even if it's challenging for you. Now I want to take it a step further. You are doing a disservice to our incredible society and people throughout the world by not getting your message out there, by not having them sign up with you and buy your product or service. You have got something that people need to know. You have got information. You've got a product that can change their life. You can make a difference. And if you're not doing that, how selfish is that? So it's really your duty to get out there and help and to make a difference for people. Now, a lot of people ask, well, how do you find out about speaking opportunities? Well, there's always those groups that have weekly meetings that need weekly speakers. And if you've ever ran a group yourself, you know how challenging that can be. Because that's a lot of people. If you're doing a weekly group and say, you know, you skip 2 weeks out of the year, that's still 50 people they've got to find. So your Rotaries, Lions Clubs, all of those kind of places are incredible places to especially practice. So if you're just getting started, look up those different groups and just contact them. Hey, I would like to talk about, don't say you're a new speaker. I love to talk about and whatever your subject is. Now, you've got to look at, you know, who are they? It could be the Chamber of Commerce. So a chamber wants business information. So if you're going to go in there wanting to talk about, say, breast cancer, it probably isn't going to resonate. Another place that's great to go look for is on meetup.com. So Meetup has a list of all the groups in your area. How convenient is that? And then you can punch in your specific information. So say if you're a health and wellness expert, you could push in health and wellness as a keyword, and it will populate all the groups that have that information, that kind of focus for their group. And then you can just pull them up and send them a message and say, hey, I joined your group. I'm a speaker, and I would love to come and speak about whatever it is. So a lot of those groups not only will give you into your community, but it will also give you great practicing. So if you're just getting started, it's great practice. But for you out there that's listening, you're like, well, I'm already a speaker. Well, we all need practicing, especially if you want to try out a new idea, a new story, a new product placement, you know, whatever. Go to some of those groups that if you bomb, it really doesn't matter. Because you never really bomb completely. There's always somebody who still loves you. Now, when you're looking at that group, So you got to look at it and say, okay, here's 20 lovely people. And realistically, everyone, most speaking is done within 20 to 30 people. Okay, when it gets over 50 people, it's a big event. So a lot of you may be going, oh, I just can't speak in front of a lot of people. It's okay. It's a good thing we don't have that issue most of the time. All right. So when you're looking at wanting to reach beyond your community, now that could be a little trickier. Now, if you're still trying to hit the same groups, now you just say, okay, let me take the community over from me and go to Meetup or go to the Lions Club or whatever, right? So you can expand yourself that way. If you're wanting to start hitting larger platforms, associations, places like that, it is good to get quite a bit of leveraging under your belt. So not only do you need an impressive bio, you know, who are you? And you got to get really good at gloating and boasting about who you are. It just comes with the territory. But it also is about developing out relationships. Now, with the Public Speakers Associations, we love sending out speaking opportunities. I'm about to send out another set shortly because I find out about them all the time. And why do I find out? Because I'm an association, so I get to find out about other associations, and we all talk. So what did I just say? I talk. I connect. Most people, even before I had the association, right, most people looked at me and like, I can't believe you got connected into that group. How'd you do that? I'm like, because I opened my mouth. I contacted them. I said, hello. I said, how can I help you? Oh, by the way, that actually works. What most people do, it's like I just got an email from a fabulous guy. He said he had talked to someone that had just been at my conference, and he found out that the conference was fabulous, and we had a blast, and we just can't wait for the next one next year. By the way, June 26th through the 29th, 2016. And what did he do? He reached out to me, but it was all about him. This is who I am. I want to speak at your conference next year. I heard it was a blast. I can't wait to connect with you. Now, when somebody is being bombarded by people who all they hear is me, 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 it's very hard to look past that. Because we're all human. We all have a focus on ourselves. It's just reality. So the best thing for you to do is to reach out and ask them, how can you help them? And if you take nothing else from this talk today, I want you to take that away. Now, a lot of people are fearful of doing that. Well, they don't know if I want to speak at their conference if I don't say it. Yes, but there's ways of saying it without being pushy. Because it sells. You're selling yourself. And you're selling why you should even get together. So when I reach out to an organization that I find out, oh, this, you know, women's group is looking for speakers, if they have a form, I fill out their form because that's always the proper thing to do. That's what they're asking you to do. But then I reach out and I simply say, I would love to connect with you and see how I can support your organization and your event. Here's some ways I would love to do that. Plus, by the way, I filled out your speaker's form, just to let you know. But either way, even if I don't get to speak at your conference, I would still love to help. So what happens is that most people really react well to that. Because even if maybe your subject matter doesn't work that time, you start the conversation. Because people who put on events know people who put on events. So I want you to get really used to reaching out. So if you're wanting to speak at my conference in 2016. What are you going to do that makes me go, ooh, I have got to have that person come and speak? So I just interviewed a whole bunch of people at my conference. So we have a book a speaker time. And so we have a whole group of people who are booking for speakers. And what we do is we sit there and we listen to their pitch. Now, most people pitch wrong. So I'm going to give you a clue on how to be interviewed by someone you want to have them book you. Okay? So first, you have to convince them that what you have to speak about, their attendees will love. And you can't go on and on. So it's like an elevator pitch, all right? So within 30 seconds or less, why would I want you to speak to my attendees? So when you're talking to someone who's booking for speakers, what's in it for their attendees? Short and sweet. And then you've got to give them what the main gist of the topic is, okay? So, oh, I want to speak to your group about leadership. This is the unique value proposition I bring, because, you know, leadership is so vague that people will, they'll just plop you in with everybody else. So the more you can get real specific, the better. So say if you're applying for my conference, right, and you speak on, say, sales, and you're like, Tanya, I want to speak at your conference. Okay, why? Because I can show your speakers how to make more sales at the back of the room. So see how that's very specific. Instead of just, I want to teach your people how to sell more. Because that kind of just lumps it together and with everybody else who's a salesperson who teaches sales. Okay? So what is it that you are proposing for that person's attendees? And be very specific. The more specific, the better. Because even if you get really, really specific, they will come back and say, well, could you speak about this part instead? Because I've had that happen, where I went really deep into one area, and they came back and they're like, you know, I love that, but we have someone last year that spoke about something very similar. Can you do it? And they'll tweak it for you. They'll give you a suggestion. Okay? But you got to start off real specific. Then, in the next breath, after you do that very short, poof, this is what I'm going to do for your attendees, the next statement needs to be, what are you going to do for the person putting on the event? So my conversation with people goes something like this. Oh, I would love to help you promote your event. So I have two websites, the Public Speaker Association and TanyaHoffman.com. And I get around 50 to 100,000 hits on PSA, and I get about 10,000 hits on Tanya Hoffman every month. So I'd love to put a banner ad up there to connect over to you. And I've got 13,000 people in my social media realm. And by the way, so when you give people your social media, so first, if you don't have an events page on your website, you need to make one so you can put people's events up there. Plus, it tells them who you're connected to and if you're speaking at those events, okay? And then the next one is social media. So take Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, Instagram, all of them, and add them all together. So I could say that I have over 13,000 friends, followers, whatever you want to call it, on social media. Okay, connections. Next thing you would want to do is give them your email list. How big is your email list? So I could say I send out about 85,000 emails a month. Now, the problem with that is I don't usually do solo emails, which is what most people want. If you do solo emails, awesome. You're already ahead of what a lot of people will do. Okay, so that gives you a leg up. So even if you have a small list, just by saying you'll do a solo email for that, which solo emails means the only thing in that email is talking about that event or that person or whatever. Okay, so you would be like, oh, I wanted to let you know about this fabulous event coming up, and you talk about someone else's event. Also, if your lists are small, you're just getting started with social media, you're just now getting started with email marketing, it is okay. Just say, oh, and I'll help send out emails through my email list, and I'll post on social media. You don't have to give them an amount. Now, if they're a bigger player, they'll want to know how many people that is, but you just be honest with them, okay? Because a lot of times people will want a more targeted list versus someone who has, 400,000 people in their email list, but none of them are real targeted. So it really is okay to have small lists. Okay, so I offered them my email, social media, my website. What else can I do for them? Still quite a bit. So I could do a video about why I'm going to be there and what am I going to be speaking about. So I could shoot a little video, post it up on my YouTube channel, and then shoot it over to them. So now they've got a video of me that they can use on their website. Now, is that pretty brilliant for everybody to know who I am before I even go? Yes. And they love it. I can even do a little webinar or teleconference before or after. Now, if you're in the corporate realm, they really love it if there's a follow-up training. So you can offer a follow-up training session, say a 30-minute that makes, whatever you gave them to do, did you do it, right? So what else can you do for them? Now, if you've got a radio show, a TV show, something along those lines, a newspaper, a magazine, definitely your own conference, your own virtual events, anything where you can leverage, that is brilliant. Because, they love coming on radio shows or your YouTube video, TV show channel. It just gives them more exposure. And you could always let them know because the person who you may be talking to at the association or that company may not be comfortable being on video. But just say, oh, you are anybody that you love to represent your company or association. Okay? So you can get them onto your shows. If you have a magazine, a newspaper, something like that, you could do something along there. You could even put it on your homepage of your website. People love that. With little, they provide the little graphics. So you start thinking about, different ways. Now, if it's a person, so y'all just heard fabulous Michael Mapes. So Michael and I were talking about, his event coming up and my event coming up next year, and it's called Stage Swapping. So a lot of times you can stage swap, which works really, really well. And with stage swapping, make sure that that event is well worth going to. Now, I created and I sent it out not too long ago, and if you need me to, I can send it to you again. But it's a little how to say yes to an event. So there is no such thing as a free event, speaking for free, okay? I hate that term. I call it investment speaking. Because speaking is really part of your marketing budget. So if you're going to go speak someplace, it's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you flight, hotel, food, taxi, all those kind of things. So normally it's about $1,000 to $1,500 to go to an event to speak at it. So if I'm swapping stages with someone, they're obviously not paying me. But I get to go and be in front of all their people. Is it brilliant? And I know that when I go someplace, I usually walk out with about $5,000 in sales. Now, another thing that I do is I revenue share with the person putting on the event. Revenue sharing just means you're giving a percentage of what you are normally making at the event. So if you made $5,000 at the back of the room, then you're sharing with that person whatever the percentage is. it usually ranges 25 to 40% that you're giving them. So whatever you work out, sometimes it's 10%, sometimes it's more. So you just have to work it out. But they're putting on the event. They brought all those fabulous people to you, and those people become clients forever with you. And then all those other people that didn't buy in, they're going to jump in on your newsletter or your social media, right? So how can you work together to make things happen? And it really does work very, very well. So when you're looking at the different people around you, what will make a difference in their lives? And that's what you're proposing. That's what you're giving them for information. Okay? So definitely, definitely, definitely make sure that when you're talking to somebody, what is in it for them? And I'm always coming up with new ideas, you know, and I'm always asking them, hey, how can I help you? And usually what my conversation is always about how can I help you first, and then, oh, by the way, do you need any other speakers? So it works very, very well. And when I talk to people, especially, you know, people that I meet as speakers, most of them are putting on some type of event. So it's a great way to work together. And sometimes it doesn't, that person may not even fit your event that you're putting on, but maybe they would be great for a webinar or a teleconference. So putting on webinars and teleconferences, you know, little virtual events like this one today, it's a great way to also give a swapping situation. It's just a matter of adjusting your strategy. And I know most people just do things and they expect something to happen. Nothing just happens from just doing something. You have to have a reason. You have to have something that's going to make an impact for that. So get used to having that power of changing other people's lives. And we'll always come back to you. And it's so exciting when it does. It really is fabulous. So what I want to do is open it up. I'm going to stop the recording real quick. Hold on.